one matter that is on the 2016 general election ballot, a proposed constitutional amendment that would make medical marijuana legal in Arkansas. While Issue 7 has been disqualified by the Arkansas Supreme Court, Issue 6 remains viable, and the votes cast up or down on the matter will be counted. Ozarks at Large's Elise Holman has more.
There are currently 25 states that have legalized medical marijuana. This November, four more states, including Arkansas, will vote on whether they will follow the national trend by legalizing medical cannabis. Issue 6 and Issue 7 on the Arkansas ballot are both initiatives for the legalization of medical marijuana. However, only votes for Issue 6, the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Amendment of 2016, will be counted. Issue 7, the Arkansas Medical Cannabis Act, was disqualified because the Arkansas Supreme Court found that its supporters did not gather enough qualified signatures to be considered on the ballot. This decision came after early voting began on October 24th, so it was too late to remove Issue 7 from the ballot. This could confuse some voters, so Arkansans should remember that when they go to cast their ballots, the only marijuana initiative votes that will be tallied are those on Issue 6. The amendment is essentially a blueprint for the legalization of medical marijuana. It outlines 18 illnesses that qualify for medical marijuana treatment, and it grants the Arkansas Department of Health the authority to approve any additional medical conditions. David Couch, the sponsor for Issue 6, explains what the amendment authorizes.
But if you suffer from one of those conditions and you go to the doctor feels like you would benefit from the use of marijuana as medicine, then the doctor will write you what's called a recommendation, same as the prescription. You take that prescription, you go to the Department of Health, and the Department of Health will give you what's called a medical marijuana card that entitles you to purchase up to 2.5 ounces of medical marijuana every 2 weeks. So what the amendment does is it sets up no less than 20, no more than 40 dispensaries in the state of Arkansas, and each dispensary can grow some amount of medical marijuana. And then in addition to that, it sets up no less than 4, no more than 8 cultivation facilities that can grow marijuana to meet the needs of all of the dispensaries and the patients in the state of Arkansas.
The amendment does not make it legal for patients to grow marijuana at home. Patients with a recommendation can buy marijuana only from a dispensary. To ensure that patients purchase no more than 2.5 ounces of medical marijuana every 2 weeks, the amendment sets up a statewide database. Patients will be registered with the database, which will track their purchases across all dispensaries in the state to prevent anyone from buying more than the allotted amount. The amendment also leaves room for the state government to set up regulations. The Arkansas Department of Health, the Alcohol Beverage Control Division, and a 5-member commission outlined in the amendment will be responsible for making medical marijuana regulations.
The Department of Health and the ABC and the commission will set forth some regulations. Like the Department of Health has the responsibility for making the rules and regulations regarding distribution, packaging, testing. So people, it doesn't automatically authorize edibles. And we know that's a very popular way, so I'm sure they will authorize that. You know, those type of regulations will have to be put in place.
Though Issue 6 allows the state government to decide how medical marijuana will be regulated for the most part, since it's an amendment, there are certain aspects of the initiative that the state government cannot change.
So I put mine in as a constitutional amendment, but I gave the General Assembly the ability to change any part of it with a 2/3 vote, just like an initiated act, other than they can't change the fact that marijuana is legal for medicinal purposes, and they can't eliminate the dispensaries.
Professor Jonathan Marshfield, an associate professor of law at the University of Arkansas School of Law, says that it's important for Arkansans to consider the significance of amending the state constitution before they vote.
Do you want this policy to be deeply entrenched in Arkansas law so that it's almost impossible to change? That's part of what's going on, I think, with the amendment proposal. If it's an amendment, you can rest assured that medical marijuana would be part of Arkansas law for quite a while, right? Because it's going to be really hard or impossible to change it. So that's the benefit if you're pro this option. The downside to that is that it could be really hard to make adjustments once we learn how all of this works out. There might need to be some changes made that we're not real familiar with how all of it's going to play out, and that could be really difficult when it's deeply entrenched.
The amendment has been met with some criticism. Opponents have argued that legalizing medical marijuana will lead to drug abuse and that children will mistakenly ingest edibles. But Couch believes that these arguments really should not dissuade voters from voting for the amendment.
You can't eat medicine from people because somebody might cheat. But so all you can do is try to set up the best system that you can to make sure that a drug, whether it's marijuana or OxyContin, doesn't get into the hands of somebody that doesn't need it and shouldn't use it. So that's what I've done under Amendment 6. I mean, we've set up a system where it's grown in a controlled and regulated environment and dispensed in a controlled and regulated environment only to people who have a card from the government who got that because their physician said they were entitled to it. I mean, people sell prescription medications on the street all the time. We don't go shut pharmacies down. You know, we lost, in the state of Arkansas last year, we lost over 300 people to overdoses of opiates. Since the beginning of time, nobody has died from an overdose of marijuana.
Couch also argues that voters should not be concerned with doctors loosely prescribing marijuana to just anyone, because the amendment provides that there must be a bona fide doctor-patient relationship. And doctors who over-recommend marijuana will be subject to the same disciplinary actions taken against doctors who prescribe too many opiates or other types of medications.
Sick people get medicine that they need. You have people that are dying of cancer, and you don't want them to die in pain. You have people that have cancer that are undergoing chemotherapy, and they're not hungry, and this makes them eat so they can live. You have people who have glaucoma that can use this medicine to see. You have kids that have seizures that it stops so they don't die. And, you know, we lose in the United States at least 22 veterans every day who commit suicide, mainly because they have PTSD. And the anecdotal evidence that this helps deal with veterans and PTSD is overwhelming. So it's the right thing to do, period. You're just doing the right thing for your fellow man.
Voters should also be aware that even if Issue 6 legalizes medical marijuana in Arkansas, any use of marijuana, whether for medical purposes or not, will still be illegal under federal law. Professor Marshfield explains what this dynamic would look like.
So there are still on the books federal statutes that make it a crime to possess and to use marijuana for any purpose whatsoever. There's no exceptions for medical uses. The slight wrinkle in all of this is that the Attorney General's Office for the United States has issued prosecution guidelines for what federal prosecutors should prioritize when they're prosecuting bad guys. And one of the things they're not supposed to be prioritizing is the prosecution of people who are using medical or are using marijuana in states that have established regulatory schemes for using marijuana for a medical purpose. That could change in a heartbeat, though, because that prosecutorial priority is just based on an opinion from the Attorney General and another Attorney General and another president, which we're going to end up with, you know, soon, could change that priority.
If you want to learn more about Issue 6 and the other issues on the Arkansas ballot, the 2016 Voter Guide, published by the Arkansas Public Policy Center, has compiled information on each ballot issue and has provided answers for some frequently asked questions. You can find all of this information at www.uaex.edu/ballot. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Elise Holman.
Elise Holman is a third-year law student at the University of Arkansas, and this fall she's reporting on legal issues that affect the state.